Right now, it's so early in the season. We got a long way to go, so you really can't look into records right now. We got so many more games to play that just got to focus on our next game that we're playing.
It's a 5-week, pretty long bye. It was 5 days.
Yeah.
Worth it? Well, obviously, it's worth it. Now, how soon before the team kicks back into high gear?
You know, today we're getting back in here and start working again, and you know, it's good to have those few days to get your body back and. You know, you feel refreshed and ready to go on this week of preparation.
Did you watch football during the 5 days?
Yeah, I did watch a little bit of college. I watched that game last night, so watched a little bit of football.
Do you feel recharged actually after a break like that?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, anytime you can get a couple days off and not have the everyday pounding of practice and, you know, preparing, you know, it's always nice to get a few days just to relax and just kick your feet up.
You looked much at steals yet?
Yeah. I watched a little bit of tape, watched them play the Cardinals. And, you know, they're a good team. You got to respect everybody that they have on their team, and they're going to be a tough challenge for us.
You talk about the quarterback. Is he the toughest guy in the league to get on the ground because of his size?
He's a big guy, you know, and he's big and he can move. Anybody who's 260 pounds that can, you know, move is hard to get on the ground. So he's going to be a challenge for us to try and contain him, keep him in the pocket.
When you're coming off a bye week, do you like to gradually ease back into the contact or first day back of practice, boom?
No, just get back into it because, you know, you have those days off, your body feels pretty good, and now it's just get back to the speed and timing of everything.
It's easy out of their running game,
Pittsburgh. You know, they got great running backs. Everybody is explosive, they got speed, and you got to respect everyone that they have in the backfield because any play that they have the ball, they can break a big one.
Are they rotating guys more this year than maybe last year?
Yeah, I mean, they have a rotation going on that maybe is keeping those guys a little more fresh, but they're all running hard, so you got to respect everyone they have.
We always hear how physical the Steelers' defense is, but on offense, do they play just as physical as their defense does?
Yeah, I mean, they have, you know, they got some big guys on the receiving core. They got guys that can run. You know, Hines Ward is always someone out there that's going to be able to throw those blocks to get that outside running game going. So you always got to be aware where he's at on the field. And, you know, they're just a good team overall. So you got to be prepared to play them tough.
Is he the best blocking wide receiver in the game?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a big guy out there. And, you know, he's coming in on those cracks. You got to be alert for him because, you know, he's out to get you pretty good.